Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good morning. I'm Pastor Roderick Williams. I'd like to welcome everybody to Breaking Chains. It's prayer time on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning into this new year of 2021. I pray all is well with you and your families. I pray that God has blessed you to see another day. We pray for those out there that are going through different situations. We thank God for what he has done for us in our lives, and we pray that all is well. This morning, we'll be waiting on all of our prayer warriors to call in and so that we can get started. But as we prepare ourselves for prayer this morning, we will settle back and listen to some soothing music to our spirits and to our souls. Amen. Thank you.
not Julius Caesar, okay?
No, I'm not. You didn't think big enough.
What if you had the perfect life?
Mercedes-Benz SL65.
Are you marrying me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God...
came today some kind of missionary letter?
Wendy.
Who's she?
Old girlfriend. We almost got married.
You still talk to her?
I make a point of never going back.
Had other plans.
What's going on? No. Kid, it's a brand new car.
Who are you?
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Count backwards from 100.
No.
Fine. All right. Well, have it your way.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad.
A divine intervention.
What is this? What's Wendy doing here? Why does everyone act like they know me?
Gives him.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you and good morning. Happy New Year to you all over the place. I tell you, God has brought us into a new season, into a new year, 2021, and we are thankful, we are grateful to God for what he has already done in our lives, what he is about to do in our lives, and definitely what he is doing right now. God bless you out there in radio world. I also want to say good morning to all our prayer warriors that are standing by to pray for a sinful world and a nation that's going through this morning. So we want to say good morning to everyone that is tuning in and turning on, and we're just grateful. So let us pray.
Have joined. Most
gracious and merciful Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Oh, Lord, as we're led of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, starting us on our way, Father God, as you brought us into a new year, Father God, 2021, and kicking off a new season in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for opening our eyes, Lord God, letting us see your beautiful creation, Lord God, with breath in our bodies, in our right minds, Lord God, and able and giving us the strength to endure in this season, Father God, and in this day. Lord God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, Lord God, but we are truly grateful for today, and we pray for the people all over the world, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, to be comforted and strengthened to endure their situations, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you stand guard of our minds, hearts, and souls, Lord God, that we will make the right decisions and do the godly things that you put into our hearts, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the brothers and sisters out there struggling with COVID-19, Father God. We ask you to comfort and strengthen families that have lost loved ones to COVID-19, Father God. Father God, we want you to comfort and strengthen those that are dealing with any ailments in their body, Father God, illnesses from their mind, body, and soul, Lord God. Father God, lift them up, Father God, where they're weak, Father God. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for their comfort right now, Father God. We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you out there this morning. We will now start our prayer. Pastor Sterling, can you pray for us this morning?
Eternal and all wise God, here we are once more and again, Lord. We are another year, Lord. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God for another time and opportunity to be able to fellowship with one another once again. Thank you, Lord. But Lord, you have given us not the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and a high spirit of love. Dear God, I thank you. Thank you for the love that we share together each Saturday morning, dear God, for being with Roderick, dear God, on the prayer line, dear God. And we just give praise for everyone, too, that joined in, dear God. We know that you said that if you be lifted up, dear God, you told us, dear God, you would draw men unto yourself. We thank you, dear God, for your words this morning. We thank you for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, dear God. We thank you. We give you praise, dear God, for what you brought us through, dear God, unto this very moment. Dear Lord, we know and trust you and have confidence that you'll carry us, dear God, through the rest of the time that we're about to come into, dear God. And knowing, dear God, that we have confidence in you, dear God, nothing strange will be before us, dear God, and we know that you can bring us through it. Because you brought us to it, dear God. And Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise. And we're so grateful this morning, dear God, for a time and opportunity to be able to lift you up, Lord. And Lord, knowing that all things, you told us to be thankful in all things, dear God. And you told us how to pray, dear God. You told us to pray without ceasing, dear God. And you told us, dear God, to pray, dear God, and supplicate those things that we need, dear God. Let it our request be known unto God, dear God. And I just want to say thank you. I just can't get away from being thankful this morning because, Lord, you have given us that spirit of being grateful, dear God. And, Lord, I thank you for the rain and the food and those that are unsaved who have walked the streets, dear God, have used your name unholy. But, Lord, we pray this morning that you give them a spirit, dear God. Send men and women to them, dear God. Minister to them, dear God. The word of God this morning.
And we give you praise and honor this morning in the midst of all who are on the line this morning. We pray this morning, dear God, for everyone who will render a prayer, a word of confidence, a word of encouragement, dear God. We give you praise. Whatever takes your spirit this morning, let God use you this morning. Because, Lord, it's not because it's another year, but because it's another day, God, that you give us love.
Reverend LaVert,
and we just give you praise this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, we give you praise. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Sterling. Thank you this morning. God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Pastor Zena, can you pray for us, please?
Good morning. Father God, we thank you, the Heavenly Father, for bringing us here this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up your holy name. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless us in this day, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us day after day last year, minute after minute, second after second. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, how you kept us, Lord God, throughout the entire year. Father, now that we have entered into a brand new year, a brand new day, oh God, we ask, Lord God, that you will keep us, Heavenly Father, that you will bless us, Lord God, to go through this year, to go through each day, each hour, each minute, Lord God, looking unto the hills in which comes our help, Lord. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will keep us safe, Lord God. Let no danger, harm, or anything, Lord God, come near our dwelling, Lord God, that will hurt us, Father. Help us to be safe in this day, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to always look to you, Lord God, for whatever we need, Lord God. Father, we pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us for our works, our words, our thoughts, our deeds, all that we have done against your divine majesty, O God. We pray, Lord God, that you will forgive us for our omissions and our commissions. It's some things that we should have done for you, Lord God, but we procrastinated, we put things off, we didn't do it at all. Lord God, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord God, to walk a good walk in this year, Lord God, because no day is promised to us, oh God. And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over us all last night and making sure that we woke up this morning, Lord God, not for ourselves, Lord God, but for you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to not waste the breath that you have given us in this day, Lord. Help us to not waste our time and our talents and our treasures, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to do what you have put us here to do, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for each other, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can lift each other up to you, Lord God, in prayer, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that are homeless and hungry, oh God. We pray for them, Lord God, to have all the resources that's available to them, Lord God. Help them to find out where they are, Lord God, and so they can get them and receive them, Lord God, to help themselves, Lord God. We pray for those that are in long lines, Lord God, in car lines, car pools, Heavenly Father, waiting for food to put on their tables, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that this will be a better year, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that this year will bring good tidings with it, oh God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we will always look to you, Lord God, knowing that you can open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing, Lord God, that there won't be room enough for us to receive it all, oh God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are able to do exceedingly above all we can ever think or ask. And so, Lord God, in this day, Heavenly Father, we lift up those that are sick in their bodies, Lord, not only from the coronavirus, but from any kind of virus, any kind of high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God, Alzheimer's and heart disease, Father God, any kind of disease, any kind of sickness that will come up against their bodies. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will work miracles in this day, Lord God. Those that are expected to die, Lord God, we pray that they live, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When the doctor has given up, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will show the doctors that they don't have the last word. You have the last word, oh God. in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, and for those that are on drugs, those that are not doing the things that they need to do, Lord God, we pray and we lift them up before you, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you will bring them out of what they're in, Lord God. Bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Bring them, Lord God, from sadness into joy. Bring them, Lord God, from the working life, Lord God, into a life of salvation and hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they always look to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they lay their life down as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, O God. We pray, Lord God, that they call on your name, Lord God. Jesus is your name, Heavenly Father. Yeah. We pray, Lord God, that they live a life of prosperity. They live a life of hope, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just thank you for everything that you have done for us. Everything that you plan to do, Lord God, and everything that you are doing now, Lord God, it's only because of you that we are walking in this day, Lord God. Yeah. It's only because of you, Lord God. We come before you asking that you will order our steps in your word in this day, Lord God. Help us to speak words of kindness and love in this day, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to always seek, search your spirit, Lord God, to find out who you want us to talk to, Lord God, and speak a word of encouragement, Lord God. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are and who we are in you. We thank you, Lord God, that you save a wretch like us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us hope, Lord God. And so, Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for a new year. We thank you, Lord God, for a new day, a day that we have never seen before, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
Lord. And so help us, Lord God, to live a life of love and kindness and meekness and joy. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Zena. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Pastor York, good morning. God bless you. Can you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's Pastor York on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. We lift her up in prayer this morning. Pastor Kemp, can you pray for us this morning, please?
Oh, amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Merciful Eternal Father, we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we come in the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord above all.
Yes, Lord.
Father in heaven, first of all, Lord, we want to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for past blessing, present blessing, and future blessing. And we want to ask you, Lord, that you please forgive us if we transgress against your holy word, any form or fashion, by commission or commission. Please, Lord, have mercy. For we're sinners saved by your grace. We're saved by your mercy. Now, Lord, as we wind 2020 have come to an end, and Lord, your word says yesterday is gone and tomorrow have not come. Lord, we can't live in yesterday. Let us head for the future. And Lord, as we traverse 2021, Lord, we don't know what's behind every corner that we turn. Every time we open the door, we don't know. Every time we pick up a telephone, we don't know what the phone call is going to be about. But Lord, we know for one thing for sure. You said you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And Lord, I've always known that you're no further than a whispered prayer, that all I have to do is call on your righteous and holy name, and you're there with me through the good times and the bad times, through all of the vicissitudes of life, our ups and downs, Lord. You've been there with us, Lord.
Yeah,
and Lord, I know that there are going to be many, many tests that we're going to go through in 2021, Lord. But Lord, I know if I keep my hand in your hand, and if we keep our hand in your hand, Lord, we'll pass that test with an A+, Lord. We just continue to ask, Lord, that you would look upon us. Lord, let us go out and seek and save the lost. Let us bring people into you. Let us be kingdom builders. Let us build your kingdom. Let us build the kingdom of Jesus for you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would stand by us, Lord, and let us stand on your holy word. There's no other word but your word, Lord. You say, try the spirit by the spirit. If it's not going by the word of the Lord, it's not your word, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask your blessing for each and every one, Lord, in this world, Lord. We ask that you bless every country. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are Lord, Lord, and that they would understand that, Lord, if all, everything depends on you. If you speak, COVID has to go. I don't care if it's mutated or what.
Yes.
It has to go.
Yes,
and Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you give us the wisdom and knowledge, you know, Lord, that we could get the vaccination, we could get immunized to these different diseases that come forward. Now, Lord, we ask, Lord, that as we go, Lord, that you, not just about the prosperity, Lord, but let us go out and reach out and lift others up. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you want us to understand that the only time we ever look down on a brother or sister is when we're looking down, bending down to pick them up. Lord, let us strengthen one another. You say, bear one another's burden. Lord, we need to start bearing each other's burden. We need to be so close that one can't fall for another, Lord. You said that you standing by us, and I know if you stand by me, I can't lose, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just praise you, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask that you would keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you protected us every turn we've made. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to hold us in your hallowed and holy name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless all these ministers who are calling out and praying for this sin-sick world, Lord. Lord, we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we know that you came but to seek and save that which was lost. You came but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Lord. And our job is to go and tell every man, woman, boy, and girl about your holy and righteous name, Lord, and what you taught us, that we may not sin against your word, and that our finality, Lord, is heaven where you sit, at the right hand of your Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we know you have power over all sickness, Lord. All you have to do is speak. By divine fiat, Lord, if you speak, everything will come to an end. And we know the finality is that you're going to wipe every tear from our eyes. And those who have parents and loved ones that are dying of COVID, or sisters or brothers or friends or family that's sick with COVID, understand that God have his angels dispatched around them. Sometimes we think they die alone, Lord, but they're not dying alone. If they die in Christ, they're never alone. There was an old song that said, oh, never alone. You promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. And I stand on that, Lord, that you'll never leave me alone, Lord. And, Lord, I want you to stand by those family, lift them up. And, Lord, those who died with COVID and they love the Lord, we know they're sitting there with you. We know that they're in heaven, walking around heaven all day. So, Lord, we still praise you in good times and bad times. Yea, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death? I fear no evil, Lord, because I know regardless of what I go through, thou art with me. And I know your twin brother going to follow me, that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in your house. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. We pray for blessings for everybody, Lord. Everybody in the world needs so much love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Much love. I love everybody, and you can't do nothing about it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kim. Thank you very much. God bless you. Amen. God bless everyone. Good morning. Can the woman of God please pray for us this morning that I hear? Can you pray for us, please, ma'am?
Heavenly Father, God, we come before you, God, with thanksgiving this morning.
Yes.
We thank you, God. We thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you.
We came through so many trials and stairs.
Yes.
We have been through a lot in the last year. But Heavenly Father, but look what you have done.
Yes.
He said, if you believe in me, He will bring you through these things. He said, what do you want him to do for you? He said, think big, believe big, and he will do big for you. And Father, that's in 2 Kings 2:1-5. And God, I believe God this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for every thing that you have done in our life up to this day, this morning that you woke us up. And started us on another day this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thanking you, Lord, for what you has done, what you're doing for your family, our family, and everyone. We don't forget about the people that's in the hospital this morning. People that is going through. Some I'm going through in COVID. Some are going through with illness and things, other situations that they got in their body. But God, thank you. We ask you, God, to deliver them this morning. God, we pray for them this morning. We pray for each and one of you on this prayer line, God. That's what he said. When two or three come together in his name, he in the midst. And God, I thank you for you being in the midst of this prayer line. And Lord, because we need you, God. We need you this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for every pastor, every evangelist, teacher, whatever. But we are sisters and brothers in Christ. And Father, we thank you this morning. And Heavenly Father, we ever can give you the glory. And Father, we thank you for this year, this the year of glory, because we have glory upon you. My voice trying to leave, but God, the devil, you is a lie. I'm gonna get this off of me. You are lying. In the name of Jesus, God, you don't want me to pray, because the prayers of the righteous are
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Now, I walk in faith and not by sight, because I believe the word of the Lord. We are believers, and we know that, God, you are with us right now. On this planet, and somebody is getting healed, somebody getting delivered, somebody getting set free this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, now God, we lift you up, God, because you came on this earth to save and deliver. And Father, we thank you this morning. Holy Lamb of God. Don't take away the sins of the world. God, we thank you, Jesus. These many blessings we ask in your precious, holy, glorious name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman.
Jesus.
God.
Amen.
Thank you this morning.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Pastor Jonathan James, can you pray for us this morning, please? Pastor Jonathan, are you here this morning, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you this morning for waking us, Father, this morning with your finger of love, Father.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you, Father, that your love and kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercy. Father, we thank you, Father, that you just continue to have mercy on us, Father, all through the course of this year, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that your word is true, Father. The same covenant, Father, that you have given the children of Israel, Father, and about this land called Goshen, Father. Father, that same covenant, Father, is still alive and well, Father, this day, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that even though, Father, we may have gone through something, Father, but, Father, nothing, Father, could fail us, Father. Nothing befall us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Father, that you have told us, Father, that you have sent help in a cure in the land, Father. Oh, Father, and it's by the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that your body was broken for our healing, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that you're shedding of your blood, Father, for the remission of our sins, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Father, that you have removed the scale from our eyes, Father.
Yeah.
Now we can see, Father. Oh, Father, he says, without us being born again, we can neither see the kingdom of God, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that we're seeing your goodness, Father, in this earth today, Father. We're seeing, Father, your miracles and signs and wonders, Father, are following us, Father, this day, oh, Father. Father, as the mother has already declared and decreed this morning, Father, Father, that the healing is taking place in this prayer session, Father. Deliverance is taking place, Father, in this land today, oh, Father. Father, as we are the righteousness of you today, oh, Father. Father, as we send out your word of healing today, Father, in the nursing home, Father. We're sending out, Father, your word of healing. Those that are dealing with any infirmities, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you tell us in your word that our affliction is light for a moment, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this day, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, you have already designed and orchestrated this day, Father, for all of us to come together, Father, and to declare and to decree and to declare, Father, for your people today, Father. Father, we pray today, Father, that those that you have chosen to be saved today, Father.
Yes.
Those that you have called forth today, Father.
Jesus.
Father, pray, Father, to put a zeal in their belly today, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, just that you had told us in your word, Father. He told us in your word, Father. Your meat was to do the will of the Father that has sent you to do, oh God. And God, that you have chosen us, Father, to do the same thing, Father, as your Father has told you to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Equip us, Father. Equip you, Father. You say this, Father, you know the gift, Father, that we're desiring. Father, you know the gift that we're lacking, Father. Pray today, Father, that you will equip all of us, Father, with the whole armor of God in this hour, Father, that we'll be able to stand strong, Father. Father, give us that boldness, Father, to give that Peter and John, Father, when it's ripped to be in prison, Father, that they were persecuted, Father, for the name of Jesus. Father, give us that boldness, Father, that we can tell the world, Father, that the wages of sin is death, that the gift of God is eternal. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray this morning, Father, for a fallen fire this morning, God. Oh, God, give us a fire again, God. That fire, Father, when you first introduced us to you, Father, we had a fire, Father. Give us that fire again, Father.
Come on, God.
Father, give us that fire, Father. Father, give us that fire.
Yeah, that's fire.
Jesus.
amen, that the will of the Father, the Holy Spirit, would quicken us to do, amen, because he's going to say, we're going to say, Lord, Lord. He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and we do not what he say?
Yes,
amen.
In his hour. Amen.
In this
amen.
Hour.
Yes, amen.
In his hour.
Come on.
In his hour.
Amen.
Come
amen.
On now.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're
amen.
The season of demonstration. In the name of Jesus. Up in power. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus. I believe
amen.
In that. Mark chapter 2, where Jesus forgave the man that had caused of his sin, and they blasphemed Jesus. But then at the end of, I think, down in the 13th verse, it says they was all astonished or amazed because they'd never seen that done before. And we're in a season where people is looking for signs, miracles, and wonders by Holy Ghost. And we are the
yeah,
righteousness
yeah.
of God. And we obtain that same power.
Amen.
We must
yeah.
see things because it says in the 14th verse, it says, then he taught them. So a lot of people are not going to believe the gospel that we believe in by faith. They got to see. He says, blessed are those that believe and have yet not seen. My God.
Yeah.
And
not
seen.
Amen.
Has
amen.
Not seen. Blessed are they. Amen.
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 For there are people that don't have to, that's going to need to see these miracle signs and wonders in this last and evil day.
Amen.
Amen. Before they believe the gospel.
Amen.
In the name of
God
Jesus.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that powerful prayer, powerful words this morning. And, well, and we thank God that he chose
God bless
us.
You for your faithfulness, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. God
bless,
bless
you for your faithfulness.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
In
Pastor.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Minister Johnson, Minister Joseph, are you there? Can you pray for us this morning?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you in prayer and faith, believing it is written in the word. Jesus came to save the lost. You wish that all shall be saved and know your divine truth. Father God, continue to bring us to your divine truth on the day. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose you from all the activities of our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of the harvest, to thrust forth perfect labors, Father God, to go forth to minister to our family, our lost loved ones, in Jesus' name, that's held captive. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we bless you right now, Father. You said in your word that
yes,
you will
yes,
deliver
Lord.
Those that we intercede for. Father, we trust you today as we intercede for the loved ones, Father God, those that are not innocent, those that don't have clean hands, Father God. We standing on your word today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you that you are more than able to do it. As we decree your word, Father, you said in your word that Jesus is Lord. And God, we thank you today.
Yes,
we decree and declare your word. Jesus is
yes.
Lord over our spirit. Jesus is Lord over our soul. Jesus is Lord over our body. Father, sanctify our bodies, sanctify our souls, sanctify our spirit, that we may have a clean revelation, that we might hear clearly for you, that we might be that
yes.
that we might be that television, that we might be that
yes, Lord.
Father God. In the name of people
Jesus.
See us in the name of Jesus Christ, that we decree and declare that Jesus is our wisdom in these last days.
Yes, he
Jesus is
yes,
our wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was chasing, if they complaining, if they murmuring, hallelujah.
In the
children of Israel. Father, we will declare that Jesus will fix. We thank you for the breath. But Father God, we thank you for that redemption power right now. We thank you for the resurrection power right now, which we need. We decree and declare we can do all things. Hallelujah. The word that is still true. Let every man be a lie. Let your word be the truth. You said in your word we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Father God, you still is our shepherd. Hallelujah. You said when we did all we could do, stand on the word of God. Get filled with the word of God. Hallelujah. In these last days, glory be to God, we got the feast on the word of God. 30 days, 60 days, it's going to be a feast, a revival full of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you will supply all our needs. We thank you, hallelujah, that the real saints will stand up in these last days. Father God,
yes,
hold us
Lord,
a fret
God.
Not. Have not in
yes,
God. Don't worry about all these
yes,
things.
Lord.
Give all our care to you. Father, we decree and declare we are the body of Christ. We are redeemed
yes.
from that curse. We are redeemed from that sickness. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, because you carried our disease in your body. And
yes.
by your stripes, we are healed in the name
yes,
of Jesus. Father, we declare right now today in this moment, right now, hallelujah, we thank you for a new season, new level, a new dimension of right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, we thank you that we forbid any sickness or any disease to operate in our body. To operate in our organs, to operate in our tissues, in the name of Jesus. Father God, may our bodies, hallelujah, operate in that perfection which God created to operate. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you that it bring honor to you, hallelujah, when we glorify you with our bodies. Father God, we pray that you continue to cover us in your blood, in the name of Jesus, that we continue to decree your word. You said in your word,
yes,
by
Lord,
the blessings of the upright, the city is a daughter, but it's overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Father God, we thank you that when the enemy is increasing his confession, that the body of Christ will increase their confession in the word of God. It is written, Father God, that we have the mind of Christ right now. We have divine invention. We have creative ideas. We have the mind of Christ. We hold the thoughts of Christ. We have the feeling, the purpose of his heart right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what the world say, the world not ashamed to be worldly, God, let us not ashamed to be holy, to walk in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we are believers, not doubters. We are believers and not doubters in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we hold fast to the confession of our faith, we thank you that we walking by faith and not by sight in these last days of by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father, we thank you for this prayer line today. We thank you for prayer. It is the will of God. Whenever we decide to pray, we decide to do your will. That's why the enemy don't want us to pray. That's why he don't want to get in our will.
Lord, come on.
It is the will of God.
Come on.
Thank you for that secret time. Hallelujah. Prayer behind closed doors, off the prayer line. We thank you for those times, Father God, as we continue to intercede and stand in the gap for our loved ones. Father, you said, what we doing now, secret, you reward us openly. As we tread upon serpents and scorpions, Father God, and over all the powers of the enemy. We thank you, Father God, that you have covered us, hallelujah, with the whole armor of God. We thank you that we are covered, we are protected. As we stand on your word in the name of Jesus, we shall see that God is not dead, but he's still alive. It's that living word that manifests. It's that word alive in our mouth. Hallelujah. It's that living word of God. You said in your word that your word is spirit and life. Father God, we speak your word. We speak life to our finances. We speak life to our family. When the enemy is trying to threaten our family, threaten our nation, and some try to Father God, we decree and declare impartation on this prayer line tonight, Father God. We thank you for restoration in Jesus' name. We thank you for great grace, God. Anything that's been delayed in people's life, we speak the anointing of speed upon their life in Jesus' name. Father, we decree and declare that great grace will be over our life forever in the name of Jesus Christ. He's never too young to go through trouble. Your kids is never too young to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, pursue, overtake, recover without fail. In the name of Jesus, pursue, overtake, recover without fail. In Jesus' name, Father, we decree and declare that we are recession-proof. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violent take it by force in this season. Father, we thank you that the body of Christ is bulletproof in the name of Jesus, disease proof, sin proof, virus proof in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that it's one thing to see God move in church. It's one thing to see God move in church, but it's another thing to see God move in our life. Father, we pray that you move in our life this year in such a way, Father God, that divine helpers come from the north, south, east, and the west. Your destiny helpers come in the name name of Jesus. Dream builders, planet shakers, hallelujah, blessings on the block. City takers, Father God, we decree and declare heavy favor on our life today, forever, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare every situation that you're going through, may it be turned into a testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was waiting on them to die, hallelujah. It looked like they was by themselves. It looked like you by yourself, but the fourth man always show up. God will show up in the name of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, we continue to decree and declare in Jesus' name, Father God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Father God, by the grace of God, by the God of heaven right now, any issue that you may be dealing with, let it be turned into a testimony now. Anybody that need to hear the voice of God to bless you, may they hear the voice of God right now. Anybody that needs to be lifted or brought down, may it happen now on your behalf in Jesus' name. We declare and declare open doors forever for the gospel's sake. Hallelujah. Open windows, open gates in the name of Jesus this year. We decree and declare extraordinary fruitfulness in 2021 over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare supernatural wisdom, a supply of supernatural knowledge, understanding in Jesus' name. Every pit that you may fail in, your family fell in, may they come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every family member that have not experienced the goodness of God in your life, may they receive, hallelujah, the goodness of God right now. May they receive in the name of Jesus for the next 3 months. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare unction will be on your life, hallelujah, to discern and to receive, hallelujah, the move of the Holy Spirit inside and out. May you be filled, may you be rich with the word of God, rich with the word of God, rich with the word of God, hallelujah. As
thank
your soul
you.
Prosper,
thank
so shall you prosper. May you be rich
thank
in prosperity. May you be
thank
rich
you,
in encouragement everywhere
thank
you go.
You,
in the name
thank
of Jesus, the next
thank
month,
you,
may you discern,
you.
May you have that unction on your life.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ, may
move,
you grow, hallelujah.
Yes,
more than your age, may you grow in every area. May you pursue, overtake, recover,
hallelujah,
without fail. Pursue, overtake, and recover without fail in this season. Pursue, overtake, recover without fail in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cry in the name of Jesus Christ right now as we come together, Father God. Honor the people that called in the gate today, God. In the name of Jesus, honor their faith, Father God, with mighty results. This day and forever, with mighty results in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, some people on the prayer line, they need creative miracles. May they receive it from the heavenly spiritual realm right now to this earth realm in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, there's issues upon issues today. Hallelujah. Issues upon issues today, Father God, that need miracle working power. May they receive miracles upon miracles upon miracles today in the name of Jesus Christ forever.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, 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 amen.
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 Amen. God bless you, man.
Yes,
God. God bless you. Amen. Wow. Powerful morning. Powerful. In the name of Jesus. The prayer line is open now. I'm not sure who's all on the line, but the prayer line is open for you to bring a prayer to the altar right now. If there's anyone who would like to bring a prayer to the altar, please feel free right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
anyone for a prayer or a scripture or a testimony, the prayer line is open for you. Well, amen, amen, amen. What a powerful morning in the Lord. I thank God for all you pastors and ministers coming on this morning, you men and women of God, coming together in love for one another and love for God's world, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So we are responsible for praying for this world and loving on everyone. We don't get to choose who we pray for. We don't get to choose who we love on. God told us to love all people. We're supposed to go out and make disciples of all nations, of all people. So let's continue to do our work in the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you in your homes in this new season, in this new year. May you see prosperity and richness and health and in your spirit. May God continue to bless you. Let us meditate on this music and bask in his presence. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Powerful morning this morning. We bow before the King. We thank God for you this morning. We thank God for allowing us to walk into 2021. May all of you be blessed in the Lord. Continue to bask in his presence on this day and relax in his word. God bless you and we thank you. God bless you all and I love you and have a wonderful week and we'll see you next Saturday. God bless you all. Good day, everyone.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.